At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams from Eagles Wire of USA Today. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. The Eagles had day 8 of training camp today, a Sunday practice, so we are back, as always, to recap the notes, the roster developments, and all that good stuff. If you're new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the Philly Pod, bring the podcast to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. Some more injury news today, a couple of roster moves, a couple of depth chart updates, and all the goodies. Injuries to start today: did not practice, Zach Bond, still out with a back injury. Mr. A.J. Brown did not practice today with the hamstring. Let's hope that that's just a maintenance thing and that's not going to be a lingering thing. Safety Lewis Cine is out with a hamstring. Montrell Johnson, running back, out with a hamstring. Terrace Marshall Jr. remains out of practice with a knee injury. Mac McWilliams misses his second practice with a quad injury. Ben Van Sumeren is still out with an ankle injury. Trevor Keegan was a late addition to the injury report with a back injury. Limited status at practice today: Jahad Campbell, Charlie Hewlett, long snapper, out with a neck injury. Well, limited, I should say, with a neck injury. EJ Jenkins, hamstring. Andrew Makuba remains limited with a shoulder injury. Devontae Smith made his way back to practice today, still dealing with back tightness, but good to have him back. Nolan Smith started to make his way back as well from a concussion. Jalen Carter was a full participant for the first time in camp, so good stuff there. A.J. Brown was sidelined for the second half of practice on Friday, so him not practicing today wasn't a total shock since he sat out the second half. We just hope, like I said, that this is they're managing the injury. It's kind of a maintenance thing. It's not something that's going to linger into the season. We all know that hamstrings are tricky, so we don't want this to be something that is going to bother him throughout the year. So let's hope he's just sitting out for precautionary reasons, gets back to it next week. We mentioned Charlie Hewlett, the long snapper. Because of that, the Eagles went ahead and signed another one, Christian Johnstone. They signed today. In a corresponding move, they waived defensive back B.J. Mays. So they now have two long snappers on the 90-man roster, which is kind of funny. So that's an interesting development there. But good to have Jalen Carter back in full status. Good to have Devontae Smith on the way back. We'll keep an eye on the A.J. Brown status moving forward. Starting with the defense, as always, y'all know the deal. Cornerback, who started today? Adoree Jackson, first up with the starters today in 11-on-11s. That is now 5 days to Jackson as the starter, to 3 days with Ringo as the starter, for those of you keeping tally. Ringo did sub in later for Quinyon Mitchell and broke up a Jalen Hurts pass intended for a Dallas Goedert, so good for Ringo getting in the mix there. But I think the star of the show today, as far as the corners go, Eli Ricks. We've talked about him for a couple episodes now, and he is like, we talked about it, like maybe he'll like make his way into the cornerback battle, but like not really on a serious note. Now I'm starting to believe it with the stuff that Eli Ricks is doing. He broke up a pass in 7-on-7s intended for tight end Nick Muse, and then he and Elijah Cooks had a pretty nice battle later on. We all know how red hot Elijah Cooks has been throughout the camp so far. Eli Ricks is putting a stop to that. He broke up a pass intended for Cooks at the catch point, climbed the ladder, broke that up in the back of the end zone, and then on the very next play had a diving pass breakup intended for, I actually don't have the note here who that was intended for. Oh, Elijah Cooks again. Sorry. So two reps against Cooks, two pass breakups. One was at the catch point, had to elevate for that one. Another one he dove to make sure that he prevented the completion. So Eli Ricks, I mean, that man is he might find his way into the cornerback starter rotation We've talked about this on a couple shows now, but we were like, I don't know if Eli Ricks is going to surpass Ringo or Dory Jackson, but man, I think Eli Ricks might be making some headway into getting into those first team snaps sooner or later. He's already seeing some first team snaps in like red zone situations. And now, like, Eli Ricks is having a really, really, really strong summer. And we'll see what he does in the preseason. The Eagles have their first preseason game on Thursday. We'll see if he can keep up the momentum. But very, very impressed with Eli Ricks thus far this summer. Jahad Campbell continues to impress. He was sent on a blitz against the second team at 11-on-11s and was able to sack, quote-unquote, Tanner McKee. And then he later on broke up a pass out of the off-ball linebacker position. Broke up a pass over the middle intended for Anais Smith, another pass catcher who's had some momentum. So no matter where you line up Jahad Campbell this summer, whether it's along the edge, whether it's at off ball, he's making plays. He's getting after the quarterback. He's breaking up passes. He's sticking with dudes in coverage. At one point, he was lined up at edge and dropped into coverage and was able to maintain tight coverage. So he can line up and drop back. He can rush the passer. This man is doing everything. And he started with the first team defense today with Jeremiah Trotter Jr. As Zach Bond remains out. So Jahad doing everything. He's going to be a full participant one of these days, but they're still listing him as limited. But when you watch him, he doesn't look limited at all. So Jahad Campbell continuing to impress as well. Ty Robinson, a guy who figures to get into the defensive line rotation this year, along with Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, etc. Ty Robinson had a sack today against the third team offense. Ty Robinson, a guy that a lot of people are excited about. Very, very interesting draft pick the Eagles picked up this year. We will be keeping an eye on the Vanilla Gorilla. Not my nickname. That's his nickname. I didn't come up with that. We will keep an eye on him throughout the summer as well. Another quiet battle this summer has been Azeez Ojulari versus Josh Uche. Not really like competing for the same position because they both are going to be in the rotation one way or another. But it's kind of like who is going to receive more snaps at edge rusher. And right now it looks like it's going to be Josh Uche. He's flashed more. He's been more consistent. He's making the most of his opportunities. And Josh Uche pancaked a veteran Kendall Lamb basically with one hand and got to quarterback Tanner McKee for a sack. One hand through that guy. And Kendall Lamb is not a small dude. He's a veteran guy that's been in the league for a while. Josh Uche put him on the ground with one hand on his way to the backfield. So that man is I've talked about Uche a couple times now this summer. If you put them, like if you were to tally like who has who's had the better reps between Josh Uche and Azeez Ojulari, it's been Josh Uche. Kind of by a landslide. Azeez Ojulari has only turned heads maybe once or twice so far this summer. Uche, it seems like every day he's making a play that you have to take account for. So good stuff there from Josh Uche. He's going to be an important guy in that edge rotation aside from Jalix and Nolan Smith. And they're going to need somebody aside from those two to really make some noise. And Josh Uche looks like he's going to be that man for them this season. Talking about safeties, Tristan McCollum broke up several passes today on the back end. He had a pass breakup on Tanner McKee on a pass intended for tight end Kylan Granson, and then broke up a Dorian Thompson-Robinson pass intended for Nick Muse as well. So Tristan McCollum, we've talked about it, a guy that's going to figure into the safety rotation. Bakuba working his way back from injury. Sidney Brown is pretty much leading the pack right now as far as who's going to be starting opposite Reed Blankenship. We don't know if the Eagles are going to entertain another move there, whether it's Justin Simmons or Marcus Williams or Jordan Whitehead and some other guys out there. We don't know if the Eagles are going to entertain any veterans. They probably want to get a good look at these guys in preseason before they do that. But Tristan McCollum made some plays today. So he, Sidney Brown, when Andrew Makuba gets back, still vying for that spot. But McCollum is a guy that Fangio likes. He goes out of his way to speak about him pretty often. So we will keep an eye on McCollum as well. A guy I talked about, I believe, on the last episode, defensive tackle Gabe Hall, continues to trend upward. He was in the backfield multiple times on Sunday following the strong practice he had on Friday, impressed in some individual drills. So Gabe Hall, when the Eagles like to go bigger along the defensive line, Gabe Hall might get a few snaps there if he keeps having the days that he's having. He's putting together some strong days now, and it's a guy the Eagles have been high on dating back to last year, and they're going to want to see what he can do. So we're going to come up with a list of names that we are going to really pay attention to in the preseason. Gabe Hall is starting to make that list. So very excited to see. You can never have enough defensive tackle depth. You can never have enough guys in the middle of that defense when you have Carter and Jordan Davis and Ty Robinson. And now if Gabe Hall can get in that mix as well, man, you can keep these guys fresh and really get after the quarterback and stuff the run game. So I'm excited to see if Gabe Hall can keep up the momentum. Smitty, we mentioned before, he made his way back to practice. And the thing about Devontae Smith is that even if he misses time, he never seems to lose a step. He never seems to be rusty. He comes back and just picks up where he left off. He caught an intermediate crosser in his first practice back. He, I believe it was the second play at practice, or at least the second pass from Jalen Hurts. He caught an intermediate crosser over the middle, found an opening in between Jeremiah Trotter Jr. and Sidney Brown. Had a nice little sideline grab later on as well. So Smitty, as a guy that I don't think reps really matter to him. He's just gonna show out every time he's out there, and he's a guy that no matter how many times I don't think he needs practice. He's the epitome of the Iverson practice. we in here talk about practice. Devontae Smith doesn't need it. He's effective every time he's on the field. But with AJ Brown now, Dallas Goedert was relied upon pretty often today in the absence of Brown. He caught a back shoulder throw from Hurts down the side or down the left sideline today, and it was a pretty nice throw from Jalen Hurts. Not like an eye-popping day from Jalen altogether, but that was a nice throw from him, and Dallas Goedert continues to be targeted, even more so when one of Smitty and AJ aren't there. Smitty finally made his way back, and now AJ's not here, but Dallas Goedert will surely be the beneficiary of that. And Shobo Jahan Dotson, who got some looks today. Now, Hurts missed him a couple times today. Jahan Dotson toasted Adoree Jackson, had a few steps. Had a few steps on Adoree Jackson downfield, and Hurts missed him by a few yards. It would have been probably like a 45-yard touchdown if he was able to hit him. But Jahan Dotson is continuously getting separation against these guys. He's taken Eli Ricks to school. He's taken Adoree to school multiple times. Jahan Dotson looks like somebody who is going to take advantage of his opportunities this year. We don't have to do the whole song and dance about why this is an important year for Dotson again. But the reps matter for him. We talked about how they don't matter for Smitty. They matter for Dotson. And each and every time, he looks like somebody that's going to be a contributor to this offense. So excited to see that from Jahan. Jalen Carter spoke after practice today, talked about Jordan Davis, also talked about Tyler Steen. He said that Tyler Steen is ready to play the right guard position. He thinks that he's going to be a very good right guard. He's going to be a dominant presence along the offensive line, along with the rest of those guys, Lane Johnson and them. So that's a good endorsement. If you can get an endorsement from Jalen Carter as an offensive lineman, I think that is that's a good sign from Tyler Steen. That he called him a hell of a player, Jalen Carter. That was the exact quote for Tyler Steen. So good stuff there. Just a mental note, Kenyon Green is only getting left guard snaps right now, so he's not threatening Tyler Steen for the right guard job whatsoever. So Tyler Steen's job to lose right now. So as long as he's not getting injured, doesn't miss time, I think Tyler Steen doesn't have to worry about anybody coming for that spot. And it's certainly a job that the Eagles wanted to give to Tyler Steen for a couple years now, and Becton kind of got in the way of that last year. But very excited to see Tyler Steen. Carter also talked about Jordan Davis, and a funny thing, he said Jordan Davis is faster than Jalen Carter, which is crazy because Jalen Carter can get in the backfield at the blink of an eye. He also went into detail about how much Jordan Davis means to him, both on and off the field throughout college and now through the pros. And this is why I think it's key to keep the Georgia guys together, because cohesion really does matter in the NFL. His exact quote on Jordan Davis: he's getting slim, he's running fast. I really think, and I don't want to get into too much, but I think JD's faster than me. He's moving fast. He was faster than me in college. And Jordan Davis, I mean, if you have those two guys coming at you, I wouldn't want to be the quarterback that has to deal with that. And speaking of keeping the Georgia Bulldogs together, we all know Micah Parsons now has requested a trade, and of course, Eagles fans and myself, we all jump at the bit to buy. What would it take to get Micah Parsons? So I put up a poll on my Twitter page at the Philly Pod, just to curious to see if fans would entertain trading a first round pick and Nolan Smith for Micah Parsons. Now, take into account the contract that Mike is asking for, and we have to pay Jalen Carter, and we understand all of that. But I was just curious, with a first round pick and Nolan Smith, would you trade that for Micah Parsons? A lot of people said no, understandably so. You want to keep the Bulldogs together, you want to keep Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis and Nakobe and Nolan Smith and Keeley, all these guys together for the cohesion of it all and the continuity of it all. So it got about 16,677 votes was the final tally. 45% yes, 55% no. And it was 50-50 for a lot of that. But man, what a time to be in this division. Terry demanding a trade. Micah says he doesn't want to be in Dallas anymore. I don't think Jerry Jones ever in his right mind, or any state of mind for that matter, would trade Micah Parsons to the Philadelphia Eagles. But it is fun to think about. They all saw what Saquon did to the Giants. If you send Micah to the Eagles, Lord, I don't imagine what Micah would do to the Dallas Cowboys. I don't with Jalen Carter along that defensive line. Oh my God, I don't. It'd be a murder scene. And Jerry Jones probably would just ignore. He would see Howie's number and just ignore that. See that 215 area code, 267, whatever Howie's number is, he would see that and not even pick it up. Probably block the number, regardless of what package Howie would offer. But it's fun. It's fun to think about. But a fun day 8 for the Philadelphia Eagles. We will continue to cover training camp. Now, tomorrow, I start my new job. I got a new job after being laid off in June. Not to get too personal with it, but my prior job opened up a headquarters in Colorado, and they axed the whole marketing department in New Jersey, where I live, obviously. So I had to get a new job. I start a new job. Start tomorrow for training and orientation and all that. So I don't think I will be able to do a pod tomorrow. I think I'm home the rest of the week, though, even with training. I'm pretty sure tomorrow is the only day I have to be in office. So I'll get back to the podding on Tuesday, which is why I wanted to make sure I got you guys one here on Sunday so you can listen to it on your commutes to work on Monday morning or overnight if you have an overnight job. A lot of people say they work overnight and listen to me, and I can't thank you guys enough for that. Making me a part of your daily routines and your lifestyles and all that stuff, it really does not go unnoticed. Can't thank you guys enough. Be sure to follow on all social media platforms at the Philly Pod. Subscribe to the show, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the Philly Pod. I will catch you guys Tuesday at the very latest. Until then, y'all, have a good Monday. Have a good start to the week. Don't work too hard. Football is almost here. We have preseason on Thursday, and we'll be here to talk all about it. I'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace out from the Philly Pod.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.